When Mashiach comes, the world will be a beautiful place. The Rambam describes it, as we talked about in our previous episode, as a world with no hunger and no war, a world with no envy, no competition, a world in which there'll be an abundance of goodness. Chol ha-ma'adanim mitzuyin ka'afar. All delicacies and delights will be as available as dust itself. The Rambam does not employ this expression simply as a metaphor for abundance. His words also imply that although the physical pleasures will be available, we won't crave them because they'll be available. Nobody will feel this lack. Nobody will feel this drive to be able to accomplish more in the physical material sense. The Rebbe also explained that this entire description does not only apply to the material reality, but rather our avodas Hashem, our service of God, is really going to change as well. You see, when we talk about the concept of rov or melchama, we talk about hunger, we can also be talking about a longing and a hunger and emptiness on a spiritual sense. Melchama, war, there is the concept of melchamta shel Torah. There's this notion of a war over knowledge, a war over opinions, the battle for people's minds. Kina and tachros, envy, competition. Well, the truth is that even when we speak about neshamas in the other world, there is this notion, this idea of envy. Consider this. The Gemara in Meseches Bava Basra, on page 75, describes tzaddikim, the righteous, in the other world. They have these canopies. And the Gemara goes through the pasuk, the verse, and says that you can identify in this particular verse that's found in the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi, seven levels of canopies. And one level is Esh, fire. And the Gemara says, fire? Why a canopy of fire? Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina taught, Melameh, this shows us, Shekol Echad V'Echad Nichve Michupase Shachavere. That each tzaddik will get burnt or singed from the chuppah or canopy of his companion. And the Gemara goes on to say, Oila la'oisei busha, oila la'oisei klima. How great will the shame and embarrassment be when somebody will be next to his other friend or companion and see how much grander their chuppah is. In other words, the concept of envy and competition can exist in the spiritual sense too. So what will change? The Rebbe says that all of this, even in the scrimmage of holiness, is only possible when a person feels their own self-importance. However, when Mashiach comes, we will all melt into a reality of godliness and divinity. And that will rule out hunger and war, envy and competition, as we will live not only an idyllic material existence, but even on a spiritual level, everything will change for the very best.